Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Woo! Don't worry, it's not a format change. That is Stone Cold Steve Austin's walk-up song right there.
Yeah!
WWE Hall of Famer, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's going to be joining us. We're going to do a nice little interview with Stone Cold. And we're going to play that for you back on Friday. So he's coming in. We're going to do a little wrestling action. Maybe a little talking. We're going to get into the spirit by getting our nice little wrestling names going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to pick our intro music and our wrestling names 1 hour from now so that we're full on ready for Stone Cold. And then we'll play the interview back for you on Friday morning. That's tomorrow. Nice. Tomorrow's already Friday. Tomorrow.
Wow.
Nice.
Y'all,
isn't that cool?
Right?
What, Kelly?
I'm starting to go into full-on panic about time.
What do you mean?
I'm running out of time.
What?
In 2 weeks, we're leaving for kids' kids.
Oh, yeah.
We get back, and the next week is Thanksgiving. And I'm flying home to South Carolina to see my Aunt Velma and Cousin Cindy and all them and Tommy Jean for Thanksgiving. And then I get back, and it's Christmas.
It's so fast.
I am starting. I mean, literally, I'm getting, like, quivers in the back of my throat. I'm so nervous and upset.
And you didn't do Christmas shopping early this year.
See, this is why.
Is that why you have anxiety? You have so much to buy?
A lot of it. I just get nervous and overwhelmed.
Don't get overwhelmed. It'll be okay.
I'm gonna forget somebody.
No, don't be that way.
And we also have to play you the.
Poor thing.
And they've got me hosting a New Year's Eve party this year. You know I don't do New Year's Eve. I don't do New Year's Eve, but they've got me hosting a party this year. So, you know, it's a very rare Kelly Raspberry at midnight cider.
Sure.
So everybody needs to buy their tickets now.
You just got to count down. That's all you got to do, basically.
I get you a date so you have somebody to kiss
at midnight. I got to figure out who I'm going to, what if I don't have a date for New Year's Eve?
You're on Bumble now. You're fine.
Are you bumbling? You're
okay. Okay, so I joined, I know we're supposed to do something else. Sorry for 1 minute because I'm so full of stress and anxiety. Stuff is just spilling out of my mouth.
Sure. Al thanks you for this.
So I joined Bumble, which is like an alternative to Tinder. Apparently the girl that broke up with the guy that she co-founded Tinder with went off and did Bumble. And not a lot of people are on Bumble.
Sure.
Yet it's still growing, so I'm out of SWAT. I mean, I'm out of people.
It gives girls the power.
You've gone through the whole.
Whoa, woman!
I have
gone
two.
Through everybody because it's
I
still
joined
new.
Bumble, and it's the coolest part that makes it different is that you can swipe and match, and guys can as well.
See?
But girls have to reach out first.
Looks like you're out of people.
That's what oh my it says. God!
Looks like you're out of people. Check back soon or invite some friends.
How many did you...
I swipe right on a lot, which is problematic because that means...
We had to stop down our Dish Nation yesterday because Kelly's like...
Yeah, I was really excited about Bumble because it was new and fresh and it's something different than Tinder, but sort of the same.
Yeah, just not as many users is the problem.
Not as many users, and I'm out. So please, if you live within a 20 to 25 mile radius of me...
You kept it that big?
She did.
Well, you have to.
She's going to go to 150.
Oh my gosh, but that's not convenient.
It's a lot, but see, if I only do with... Like one girl told me she signed up for Bumble and only one person was in her area.
Oh, dang.
Well, you want to do... Make it smaller and smaller, but there's not enough people on it yet.
Oh, watching Kelly and Elena yesterday on Bumble giggling like two high school girls over there.
It was fun.
Do you sting? Like in Tinder, you swipe.
No. The only thing it says women are supposed to be in control because you have to initiate the first conversation, which obviously I'm going to do.
You're in control.
Because you wait for a man swipes right on everybody and then you sit there and wait for him to talk to you and he never does and then it's awkward. But on this one, the girl has to speak first.
But you've got to wait to see if they've matched you.
Right, they have to match you first before you can talk to them.
Huh.
So I've been only matched.
I gave up on Bumble because every guy I came across that was somewhat cute is a guy friend of mine. Like, I know him very well and wouldn't date him.
Well,
there was one guy that I know, and I swipe left because I just call him if I want to. And then there's another guy that goes to the gym I go to.
Perfect. Well, keep us posted on your Bumble experience.
It's very small right now.
I know. It'll get bigger, though.
Just started yesterday. So y'all go sign up for Bumble so I have some people to swipe on.
But yeah, we also have a surprise for you.
Huh?
Tomorrow at this time.
Money can't buy happiness.
What?
But it can buy me a boat.
We're not buying you a boat.
What? What?
Chris Jansen is going to be calling the show.
What?
So you can chat with your boy.
Oh, dang. No,
calling.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, I just followed his wife on Twitter.
That's weird.
Kelly Lynn.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know, because I love the song. So I love the song. So I
that's going to freak him
bonus.
Out.
Bonus.
I follow him like, wait a minute, bonus.
Bonus.
You did buy me a boat?
Oh, no, it didn't, no, of course not.
Okay. Bonus.
You make more than I do. this is going to be a one-on-one Big Al Matt Chris Jansen experience.
Yes!
Oh, no,
yes!
No.
And
no,
then we're
those always suck.
We're gonna compare and contrast your interview and Justin the intern's interview with Tyra Banks. see if you have the same reaction.
Those always suck.
No, you're gonna be great,
dude. You love Chris
this
Jansen.
This is your passion.
Dude, but this is just like seeing a hot girl in the club, and then or your eye. You walk up to him, you don't have anything to say.
Oh, you're fine now.
But at least you know him. We don't know him.
I got a nice
how
little cheat sheet for you right
to
here.
A hot girl in a club.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little flustered.
You're gonna be great.
I'm a little flustered
because it's time.
Because it's time for me to do this CMA update, and I just looked at my notes, and note number 2 has a huge, glaring error on it.
Perfect. All right, we now present Big Al Max CMA recap.
He watched, so you didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yes, good. I want to hear all the highlights because I missed it.
Okay. Basically,
I'll do the best I can.
Big Al, take the show wheel.
Well,
take it from our hands.
Well, here's the thing. In country music, and I've recently acquired my affection for country music, right?
Sure.
And like, we talk a lot about Adele and Justin Bieber when they have a new record coming out. We're all excited.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about country music is, it's all new to me. So it could be an old song, and it's still new because I've never heard it before.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's why it's kind of exciting. And then we interviewed several country music artists at the AMAs. No, not AMAs. What was it? The American
ACMs.
ACMs not too long ago, and I got to meet a lot of these guys, and they're so freaking nice.
All country people are nice.
They're just nice. Anyway, so last night, this thing is in Nashville, which I hear they do it there every year. And
oh, my gosh. How'd the show start off, Al?
The show started off with this bit kind of combining Star Wars with country music. Jerry Schrucker was in it. It was hosted by Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood.
Sure.
It was kind of a fail for me because I don't really like Star Wars, so It was kind of a reach. Yeah, it was kind of a
trying
reach.
Trying too hard.
But you got a brother as a lead in Star Wars.
Yeah, I realize that. But I've never seen anything Star Wars.
Okay.
So that was kind of a fail for me.
You hated it.
And then when they came out for the monologue, which in my notes, it says right here, Blake and Miranda singing opening monologue was awesome. That's a huge error. I was drinking wine and watching this at the same time. It was actually Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood
the host
singing it. But
not
did,
Blake and Miranda.
They did make a joke about Blake and Miranda. Maybe I got confused. But anyway, that was kind of good. And then William Shatner came out in this robot outfit, which, again, Star Wars
Al,
failed.
Do we have? Can you slow down
stop,
a little bit?
Stop,
because you're just
stop.
Telling us, but I'd love to hear some of these things.
Bro. All right.
Do you have your cue sheet in front of you?
I do. I'm just rambling. Like I said,
I don't understand it, bro.
You got me all flustered talking about Chris Jansen's coming in here.
You have clips.
I'm doing this interview
clips
by myself.
And I like your opinion, but I want to hear the clip.
And Trey was kind enough to hook you up with nice little lead-ins to the clips.
Let's go back to the opening, the Star Wars opening on the CMA's last night.
Darth Vader, sorry to bother you. The entire Star Wars bit has been cut.
No!
Luke, you're supposed to be Luke.
This was so much cooler.
Look, Brian.
Garth really wanted to beat Chewbacca.
What are we gonna do now?
I tell you what we're gonna do. We are gonna sing songs and tell jokes and host the Sith out of this show.
Guitar solo. I love you.
I know.
Guitar solo. Instead of Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood's so good.
Kind of cute. Kinda
cute. My gosh.
What?
Okay. She looks great.
That was good. That was fun.
That was good acting.
We're going to host the Sith out of this.
Good punny stuff.
Come on.
So Brad and Carrie did joke a little bit about Blake and Miranda's breakup.
Two people in this very room whom we all know and love. Splitsville.
Look, they're not even sitting together. Is it me or?
Cut to Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Does he not look well?
I think he's kind of looking a little green.
I know. Maybe it's his self-tanner.
Oh. Well, Kermit, Miss Piggy, we want you to know that we love you both, and we just want you to be happy.
Yes. On a completely unrelated topic. Howdy, Blake.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie, Blake, have you heard that duet that Blake did with Ashley Madison?
No, no. No.
Yeah. That was kind of funny.
It was Ashley Monroe.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
And then Brad's like, "You mean I've been visiting the wrong website?"
That was kind of funny.
Oh, okay. I get it. He did a duet with another country star named Ashley Monroe. Right.
That's another thing with
the
country.
Best friends with Miranda Lambert.
Right. This is another thing about the country folk. Mm. They're cool with it. Blake knew that was going
to
happen.
Blake said that he can't blame them.
They have to.
You do that to a pop star, the pop star's going to get up, and they're going to walk out.
You notice he would never say that. Speaking of, howdy, Miranda. He wouldn't have done that.
No, you
Miranda
do it to your boy.
You have to do it with the guy.
You have to do it with the guy.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking that the opening monologue was going great, you know, but it was just
parts of it.
It was just long.
Sure.
You know, it really was long. They also made fun of the Duggar family with the song.
Ooh.
Your cheating sight never said beware. It just said life's short. Have an affair. Bored with your wife and your sister too. Well, your cheating sight will tell on you, Josh Duggar.
I thought that was pretty.
That was a joke.
That was bad. Because that's making a joke about what happened to his sister.
No, I think they were talking about him getting caught on Ashley Madison.
Talking about Ashley Madison.
With your wife and your sister.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of putting it all together there in the song. But
That's making light of something that's not funny.
I got you. Yeah,
it's bad, but it's funny.
So we're still talking about the CMAs hosted by Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood. And Brad said that he was Sam Hunting, practicing his singing and talking at the same time.
I mean, come on, everybody. Take a look. It's Trisha Yearwood and Mr. Garth Brooks.
That's great, but what are you doing?
I'm hunting.
You're hunting?
I'm Sam Hunting. You know, how he talks in his songs and then, like, suddenly, for sort of no reason, starts singing, and the younger demographic just totally eats it up.
I'm sorry, but I've never seen Sam Hunt without a hat on.
Whoa.
I'm a straight dude. I'm married with a woman. That's a good-looking dude.
Babe.
I've only seen him without a hat.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never seen him with a hat.
I've only seen Sam Hunt with the flat-brim hats.
Yeah.
No, I've seen him with
a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
I would not allow my wife to go near that guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's really hot, except when he was singing, he hit a few sour notes.
Did he?
Yeah,
whatever.
I missed the note a few times.
Did. And if you look at
Steven Tyler sitting behind him?
Yeah, he's always there. He was there last year.
Yeah, he did present it last year. And we're watching Kid TV also, sitting right behind Sam Hunt, like we said, Steven Tyler. And I thought it was one of the Geico cavemen commercial guys. It looked just like
Steven Tyler.
I had to back up my TV. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It does kind of favor.
Okay, Al, so we're barely past the intro of the
That's
show.
That's how long it was,
No,
man.
I know, but I'm asking you, how many glasses of wine have you had at this point last night watching?
I'm probably on number two or maybe
bottle?
Three. Yeah. No. And then my girlfriend spills some on the remote because I was like,
Dr. Girlfriend.
She didn't do it on purpose, obviously. So now I lose my ability to pause and play because it didn't work. It doesn't work anymore.
Not your superpower of pausing and playing.
Yes, yes. Okay, back to the show.
Yeah, tell me about this whole Fall Out Boy thing Kelly hated.
Fall Out Boy, I listened to maybe 30 seconds of this. I'm like, this isn't very good. So I fast forwarded. But yes, Fall Out Boy was at the CMAs. They performed with Thomas Rhett.
And I didn't recognize people because I thought he wasn't there.
No, he was there. Yeah, Pete's right there, Kelly. He's playing the bass.
I ain't recognize him.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was awful.
That didn't sound too bad.
Flat.
Kind of flat for me. Then they did the Uma Thurman song.
Okay.
I just didn't get met it at the sea. It didn't make any sense.
It didn't. And they've had
It's like Justin Timberlake. Well, first of all, poor these guys had to perform after Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton. Nobody should have performed after that.
They should just closed it down.
You know, Justin didn't sing Got My Sexy Back or whatever. He sang a song that with the
bluesy
theme and bluesy.
Yeah.
So to have them sing something that's so out of the element of Country Music Awards, I just thought it was a bad choice.
I wasn't down with that one.
I had to look up the Justin Timberlake Stapleton song. It was so good.
It's great.
Well, I've heard Justin sing that before. Justin sings that I Can't Drink You Away.
Drink You Away.
He sings that in concert, and it's awesome.
Man, it was. Stapleton's got probably the best voice
probably
that I've heard in a while.
The highlight of the night for me personally was,
and for everybody in that room,
Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake. Not only was Chris Stapleton's acceptance speech on point, but when they performed this song together, it was awesome.
I can't drink you. I can't drink you away, away. Ooh, I can't.
Timberlake. So good. I love that during the performance, the whole band is going like, get it! Come on!
It was
awesome.
It just sounded like so
fun. Justin can do anything.
If you missed this last night, go look it up on YouTube.
So good. Today.
It was awesome.
It
one of the best performances I've ever
Not
seen.
Not just one of the best performances at the CMAs, I'd say at award shows.
At award shows, period.
It should win an award.
It should
win an award.
And Al, you did interview Chris Stapleton.
I did. I thought I did.
At the ACM.
I thought I did.
You
I wasn't
did.
100% sure, but I knew it was a big white guy with a beard
big
and
beard.
Hat and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you did talk to him.
Okay, cool. And Blake Shelton, of course.
Of course, we need a Blake.
And you got to talk about Blake. Blake was there, and he did his song, a new song that I haven't learned yet, but karaoke customers, I will. It's called Gonna.
You're Gonna.
It's called Gonna.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you buy the song yet, Al?
I have not, but I listen to it all the time. I'm trying to learn it. So Blake Shelton, I'm just a fan of it. I'm discovering more songs. Did you know that Neon Lights is not his first song? He's been making songs a long time.
Oh, man. There's your first ever CMA recap brought to you by Big Al Max. Same place.
It was awesome. I tell you what, out of all the award shows that we've watched lately, it's probably one of the best ones that I've seen personally.
Well, tune in next year for Big Al Mac's second annual CMA recap award.
The biggest night in country music.
Well, who won?
Luke Bryan won Entertainment of the Year, Entertainer of the Year.
Okay.
And Little Big Town won Girl Crush.
Yeah.
Won a lot.
Miranda won Female.
Miranda won Female, and Chris Stapleton won Male.
Male.
Vocals
and Best New Artist, too, right?
Yeah.
In the same year?
May have, yeah. Yeah, I kind of fast-forward when I could, yeah.
Oh, and Kimberly Perry looking great from the band Perry.
Yeah.
Might I say so myself.
Oh, I didn't see her.
Oh, she was
Hannah Davis. She engaged
was there,
to
Derek Jeter with her ring on. I saw red carpet photos.
Oh, they were there?
He wasn't. What was she doing there? Just presenting?
Just presenting and looking good.
And showing flawless. Off that ring.
Yeah. Showing off, yeah.
You got
why
to.
Why was she presenting?
Oh, why not?
Yeah, it's random, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to do it. Hold on. We ran out of time for first world problems. I'm being told. So here's what we're going to do. What? We got a major announcement for Beat the Bank.
What?
We ran out of time because we went too long.
I talked too long.
Yeah. We're going to do Beat the Bank, and we have a major announcement for you. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
We are smart enough to run Kid Nation.
There's like 8 planets, right? Or 10. Something like that.
A chicken is technically a dinosaur.
Chickens ain't fornicating in the pot.
But probably not anything else. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What in the world? Chickens ain't fornicating in a pot.
I sort of remember that conversation, but I don't know why I said that.
That's weird.
Why would I say that?
I don't know.
I remember saying it, sort of.
Yeah.
I just don't know why.
Maybe that could be your wrestler name. Chickens fornicating in a pot.
No, they're because they're not fornicating in a pot.
We're coming up with our wrestling names and our intro song. Why, you ask? Because Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to join us.
Yeah, buddy.
We want to have that ready for him, you know, so that we could fit in where we can get in. WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You did that backwards. Get in where you fit in, not fit in where you get in.
I'm doing a lot of things backwards lately. You know? All my sayings are backwards.
What'd you say? Nilly? No.
Millie Willy?
Nilly Willy.
Millie. Yeah, you called it Millie Nilly.
Vanilly.
Vanilly Millie.
You know, I blame my mom because we came here from Mexico and we just learned things backwards. That's what we do.
Like you, I know, but it's great. It's impossible to recreate. You almost get it right.
You know, as long as I'm close to it, I'm happy with that.
Uh-huh.
We have the Beat the Bank announcement coming up, but I just want, you know who I was thinking about? I was thinking about Nick Lachey.
Why?
Because that guy's probably so devastated. I guarantee you he's not doing well right now.
Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
Why?
To Jessica Simpson.
Because there was that story flying around that if the weed thing passed in Ohio, he was set to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Because he had one of the farms or something.
Right.
And unfortunately for him and his partners, that did not pass. So he saw $1 billion just...
No, it might.
So what did he do with his farm then?
You keep it just, yeah, for next year.
He didn't have the farm yet.
It's
kind of a long story. Yeah, okay, they were going to make it to where only 10 farms in Ohio would be the source for their... If they legalized marijuana for the, you know, dispensaries, and he had a lot of land.
So, I got you.
So he still has the land, but yeah.
It hasn't cost him anything. He just didn't.
Yeah, he was that close. He was that close to making that much money.
They invested millions, to get it to pass.
Bernie Sanders is trying to make it legal through the whole country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. States can still make their own laws.
It passed in Vermont.
Yeah. Huh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. I mean, it was basically legal there anyway.
That's your weed news.
Well, we went to Colorado, and even though it was legal there, And Big Al and I both were like, don't want to do it.
You don't do it? You don't do it? Yeah. What's the point?
It's just not us.
They say it makes more money in taxes than alcohol in college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does. For a lot of jobs, a lot of money. Well,
there you go. So anyway, we're thinking about you, Nick Lachey. We're sorry you didn't make your $1 billion.
Sorry, though.
Maybe you can play Beat the Bank. You know, make up for that. Do you guys want to hear the huge announcement?
I do.
Yep. Oh, we will tell you the huge announcement. But first, we need to get a caller because we will be playing Beat the Bank. At 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your shot at winning up to $1,000 is happening. You just got to be caller number 19.
Okay.
And let me tell you this. After you hear this announcement, you're going to want to play Beat the Bank on Thursdays. You ready for the announcement?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is huge, you guys.
How huge?
I'll let the announcer do it.
Kid Nation has won over $90,000 so far this year with Beat the Bank. And there's more where that came from.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
With 10,000 Thursday, win up to $5,000 each time we play Beat the Bank next Thursday on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Whoa!
1 week away.
Did you hear that?
$5,000.
Oh, boy.
Up to $5,000 next Thursday.
Right, so we play twice a day, which makes it $10,000 Thursdays because we have two turns, and you can win up to $5,000 on Thursdays.
Woo!
Starting next week with Beat the Bank.
That's huge, man.
Gosh, that's going to take a long time for the banker to...
Yeah, right?
$70.
$200. Come on, banker.
All right, we'll play Beat the Bank when we come back. Wow. Your shot at winning up to $1,000.
Well, that seems like a letdown now.
No, sorry. Right. Hey, it's still money. We'll play when we come back next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now throwing in the big announcement in the rap.
Shimmy.
But we're still excited about giving away up to a grand today.
Yep, $10,000 Thursday starts next week. Right now it's still...
All free money is good money.
Your hair looks great right now, Kelly, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're looking right.
Thanks.
Looking good.
Janine. Thank you, Janine.
This is a funny text we got while
Yeah.
Yeah, Janine.
Every time I say it, I'm like, did I just, wait, because I have to say.
Janine does our makeup for Dish
Nation. Wait, did I say that right?
Funny text we got while we were getting a winner for Beat the Bank.
Okay.
Currently trying to call to Beat the Bank while Hello is playing, and it's describing all my feelings when y'all don't answer.
Yeah.
Don't worry if you didn't get in this time around. We'll play again less than an hour away. But right now,
yes,
it's all about you, Kimberly Nguyen.
Just win.
Oh,
win.
My gosh.
I think it's win. Just Kimberly.
Kimberly Nguyen.
It's win. Hey.
How are you?
Kimberly Nguyen.
Kimberly, did I say your name right?
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you, Kimberly Nguyen?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys right now.
Watch. Kimberly, can you say your last
name?
Can you say your last name for us, Kimberly?
It's Nguyen.
Nguyen.
No, she said
win. The silent N.
The silent N. Shout out.
Kimberly, tell us about you.
Well, I'm 22 years old. I have two dogs, and I'm going to school to be an animator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is your specialty? I mean, like, what do you like to draw?
I'm really good at anime, but I want to get into, like, cartoons, like, maybe do something like Disney or, like, you know, Sony, Pixar, or something like that.
That's so cool.
You should get an intern. Well, like, it's that easy.
Yeah, I mean,
you should get an internship at Disney World.
Like, do it right now.
Just call them.
Just show up. They love that.
I took an animation class in high school, and it was extremely tough. So
yeah,
what you're doing
draw.
Is great.
That's good. Could always be a tattoo artist, too, right? If you're good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably could.
I'm a little too scared to put anything on anybody's body.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, might as well just put it on film, Kimberly. It's better that way.
If you get locked out today, you have to tattoo anime on Al.
Okay.
She'll put it on purpose.
Jenna said it, so it has to
happen. That's going to be happening. All right, Kimberly, well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Make sure you yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. The top is $1,000. That's as high as it's going to go, okay? You still got to yell stop. If it doesn't, it closes on you. You get what, Al?
Nothing.
Nothing. We don't want that for you, Kimberly. You need that money for the animation stuff.
Okay.
Don't be nervous, Kimberly. You got this. You're going to be fine.
I'm more nervous than she does, JC. Yeah.
Let's do it.
No, that's because I'm sick. Yeah. How are you feeling today, Al?
I am feeling very good today. Now, I rarely say that, Kimberly, but I'm feeling very good.
Feeling very good. Okay.
And but okay. Please, please, please understand, I don't know a thing about what's about to happen.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Feeling very good. Feeling very good, Kimberly. All right, let's
not
get you.
Not JC, though.
He's sick. He's sick, apparently.
It's news to us, but he's feeling sick.
You can't hear the my nostrils?
No.
Nope. You sound great.
I'm clogged up and stuff?
Just right. Their ostrals. Silent in.
All right, Kimberly, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$180. $250. $320. $370. $450. $490. $600.
Stop! And that's a good stop, Kimberly.
A very
good
clearly stop. Enunciated stop.
Yeah.
That's how you say stop, Kid Nation.
Stop!
There you go,
stop.
Kimberly. There you go, girl. $600 in your pocket. You can make it rain.
You said stop so hard that everybody in their car stopped.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend it on, Kimberly?
Probably just going to put it in my savings account.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
It's very practical.
Very. For a 22-year-old
yeah.
girl.
That's pretty good.
I would have already spent it.
Oh, yeah. I would have spent it before I said stop.
Exactly. Congratulations, Kimberly. You got $600. But just for fun, let's see if Al was right with his very good feeling.
Yeah.
$730.
Okay, you still got
$600. $1,000.
Oh, my God. Snap, yo.
That's all right, baby girl.
Hey, No worries. You still got more than half. $600 for you. We'll get you all set up. Hold on for us, Kimberly.
Wow. And I don't think I've ever said I feel very good. Sometimes I say good.
But you said it before.
But I was feeling very good this morning. I guess it's this news that's making me so freaking nervous.
Big Al Mack's going to interview Chris Jansen.
Chris Jansen is the guy that sings one of my favorite songs right now, Buy Me a Boat.
Yeah, so you've made us sick of it. But
right.
I'm glad you still like it.
But it can buy me a boat.
He literally sings this.
Buy me a truck to pull it.
Every day.
You can buy me a good nice and a silver
Oh, my God, in the hallway.
You're going to get to hear that.
No,
tomorrow.
Say money can't buy everything.
But it is so. Great song.
It can buy me a boat.
You guys sing it all day, every day.
I can't get it out of my head.
That's
great
a hook,
song.
Man. That's a
good
song.
That's a great song.
Get prepping, Al.
We got a cheat sheet for you, though.
Oh, thank you.
Got y'all set up, bro.
I need a cheat sheet.
We'll play Beat the Bank less than an hour away. Let's see how much money you can win. And don't forget, starting next Thursday, $10,000 Thursdays with Beat the Bank. You can win up to $5,000 during your turn. Now, we're getting ready for Stone Cold Steve Austin to visit us. Love that. It's a song right there. Notice how that thing, you just know Stone Cold's coming in when that plays.
Mm-hmm.
We want that. So we're going to get ready by getting in the wrestling spirit. We're gonna tell you what our wrestling names would be and what our entrance song would be.
Okay.
And maybe Steve's listening, and he can approve when he gets here.
All right.
And we'll play you the interview tomorrow with Stone Cold Steve Austin. But next, it's all about us and our names and our songs.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, buddy.
We're pretty excited that WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming to the studio. And that's the bottom line.
You better believe it.
Said so. He's coming in to have a chat with us. And so we want to feel what it's like to be wrestlers.
We do?
Yeah.
So we are going to come up and let you know what our wrestling names are.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we should go by during the interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Okay. Instead of saying, hey, what's going on? My name is Big Al Mack, or my name is JC, my name is Kelly, my name is Jenna.
Uh-huh.
Just say, my name is, and then boom.
Okay.
Boom. Wrestling name.
All right. You going to start us off here, big guy?
Not only are we giving you our wrestling names, but you also need an intro.
It's true. It sets the tone.
Right. It always sets the tone, Kelly. Yeah. When you hear those first few sounds from that song, you know what wrestler's walking out to whoop some butt. Whoop some big butt.
All right.
Those guys are big. I'll go first.
All right.
Why not?
I actually will admit, took me about 6 to 7 hours to come up with my name. Because I just couldn't.
I don't understand.
I know.
Mine immediately came to me.
Really?
Yes.
I had one that came, and then I was like, no, but I need it. It has to do with, like, I have a finishing move. I have everything.
You have a finishing move?
Yeah.
Finishing move?
Yeah. You got to have the finishing move.
What is a finishing move?
The finishing move is how you finish the match. Yeah. That's what, once you do your finishing move, they don't get up from the finishing move.
We didn't have to come up with a finishing move.
But that's just like every trademark, you know, for like wrestlers. It's like finish him.
It's an end zone dance.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like Stone Cold, I think I had the Stone Cold Stunner, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I didn't come up with a finishing move.
We had the people's elbow. I think The Rock was the people's elbow.
See, we were
wrestling
busy.
Fans are going to hate me if I get it wrong.
Not worrying about that.
No, you don't have to, Kelly. That just decided to because it was good. Because it was one. It was originally going to be my wrestler name, but then I turned it into the finishing move.
Okay.
My wrestler name, Fantasma.
Fantasma.
Is that anything like Fabuloso?
And this is my come up song. No.
Fantasma?
Fantasma means ghost in Spanish.
Oh.
And since I'm Mexican and I'm light-skinned, and ghosts are typically white-looking, Fantasma. And this is what I walk out to. Soon as you hear, un, dos, tres, cuatro, you know Fantasma is going to come out and whoop your butt.
So you're going to do the Mexican wrestler with the mask?
Yeah, I would probably have a mask if I was a wrestler. I would do that. But I would be in the WWE. And my finishing move is the jumping bean. That's when I run full steam ahead at the ropes, jump up, land on the third, do a backflip, landing on the dude, crushing
his
neck.
And then fart?
And you got to jump back up because you're a jumping bean? I don't understand.
I'm jumping off the top rope.
You can't do that, number one.
First of all, yes, I can.
No,
you can't, number one.
Why can't I?
Number two, Fantasma is lame.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That is the lamest. There's nothing scary or menacing about Fantasma.
The ghost?
You sound...
Yeah.
The ghost.
You want me to tell you what you sound like?
Yeah, I want to tell me what I sound like.
What do you sound like, Kelly?
Phantasma.
Ghosts are scary. Phantasma.
You sound like a musical.
Phantasma.
No.
Like on Broadway. Phantasma.
And the jumping bean
What's
is a great
finisher.
What's the
scary Disney movie?
You should come out to one singular sensation.
What's the scary Disney? Out with? The Fantasia?
Fantasia. No. That's Fantasia Burino.
No,
yeah, what
it's
is it?
Phantasmic, isn't it?
Whatever.
Phantasmic?
Phantasmic.
Based
right,
off the
Phantasma.
Movie?
Okay.
Phantasma.
All right, Phantasma. So
the ghost.
Okay. No,
I see you.
What,
Phantasma?
Kelly? What?
Boo.
Well, if you think that's not scary, just wait until you hear mine.
All right, Jenna.
Because I used to go by Lion Face, but I'm going to go with a different angle this time. My wrestler name would be The Cuddler.
Oh, my gosh.
No. And I will walk out to Andrea Bocelli singing Time to Say Goodbye. Because it's romantic and sad. Because what's scarier than the girl that holds on and never lets go?
That's true.
Right.
I'm the cuddler, and I will squeeze you to death.
Oh, stage five cuddler.
Put you in a sleeper hold. I get it.
Sleeper hold. Sleeper
I'm going to walk out to classical music.
Okay.
You know that your song is supposed to pump people up.
It is. What's more intimidating? And everyone's like, what is this?
Yeah, I can
Opera,
see that.
Opera? Time to Say Goodbye?
That true? True.
It's scarier than Phantasma.
I'm going to hold on to you.
Nothing scares guys more than a girl saying, hey, let's cuddle.
I just want to cuddle all night.
All night.
All night long.
All right.
All right, so you got Phantasma here. And the cuddler over there.
We're giving you our wrestler names, and Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to be joining us.
That's how we're going to introduce ourselves to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right.
I mean, this is a Hall of Famer. That's a cool wrestling name, by the way.
All right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That, Stone Cold.
That's pretty tough.
So, Big Al Mac, hopefully you brought it with your name.
Well, it's a little bit out there, but I want you to bear with me because
it's a little out there.
It's a little out there.
Okay.
But how about this? My wrestler name, Graham Cracker Bear Al.
What?
Graham Cracker Barrel.
Barrel?
Bear Al.
Graham Cracker Barrel?
Yeah. I'll grind you up in the pie crust, brother.
Graham Cracker
Barrel.
Wait, barrel?
Barrel. Barrel.
Do you still think mine's the crappiest one,
wait,
Kelly?
Why would you say Graham Cracker?
Well, it's brown. A Graham Cracker is barrel. I'll make s'mores out of you, brother.
Well, Cracker is normally a white person.
Joking? Graham Cracker is brown.
Why wouldn't you go with, like, Big Al Smack?
Oh, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Graham Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
That is awful. I think I'm the only one that took this seriously.
I'm going to crush you.
Did you literally come up with that just now?
No.
And what song is this?
And what is that?
I don't know.
You're going to walk out to country music?
It's crushing. It says that. We'll be coming. We're crushing it. It's Brad Paisley.
Okay.
Crushing it.
I think we would be laughed out of the WWE offices if we came up with these names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kelly.
I still think Phantasma scares people.
I don't know why you think that.
What do you mean, what do I think that?
Why do you think that?
Oh, Phantasma's coming out! See? People are already screaming it.
That just makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up with wrestling.
Uh-oh.
I grew up in the Black Jack Mulligan and the Ric Flairs and the Ricky Steamboats. That was my generation of wrestlers.
Sure.
And so if I had to go in the ring today, first of all, I would really not want to do that because I'd be very scared.
Of course.
But my wrestler name would be Rowdy Wrasslin' Raspberry.
Okay.
You're coming out the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Okay, I like the name. The song...
Rowdy Wrasslin' Raspberry.
Rowdy Wrasslin' Raspberry.
Triple.
Yeah. Come on.
You can't take it from Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Wrasslin' Raspberry's back. All right. See? Ooh, pump up that crowd. Yeah.
So you took it from Roddy Piper.
know.
Rowdy?
He doesn't. Did he trademark Rowdy?
He may have.
Rowdy Raspberry.
That's a. What's her name? The UFC fighter girl. Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey.
That's her name.
Yeah. I guarantee you, Graham Cracker Bear Al.
Well, did she
Al
take it from Rowdy Rodney?
Yeah, because she was friends with
him. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, Rowdy
best
Rowdy
wrestler name.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Graham you plagiarized
Cracker
slightly.
Bear
yours, yours is really bad.
Graham Cracker Bear
Al. That's really bad. I don't even know why you would think to put those things together.
That's weird. And remember, we're going to introduce ourselves to Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin that way.
He's going to pick mine.
Yours is pretty cool. Yeah, yours is cool.
Great.
I think mine is second.
The Cuddler? I already had done the lion thing. You guys, I wrestled before with Hulk Hogan and refereeing, remember? So I already did the lion. So I had to go with something different.
What would you go with? Al, what would you wear? What would you be your outfit?
I'd be a giant s'more.
No, would you wear the unitard?
Why?
Graham Crackers.
The Speedo?
Yeah, with a marshmallow right here around my waist. Like my utility belt. Be a lot of marshmallows.
Well, if you're going to be like, why don't you go with the bear?
Yeah,
the bear would be cool.
The hide of a bear that you killed with a bear hand.
And a bear.
Draped over your head.
And a bear.
Like a bearskin rug.
A s'more wrapped in a bearskin.
Taboo lingerie.
What would your finishing move be?
So embarrassing.
S'mores?
S'more? Yeah.
The Rock's finishing move is rock bottom. Okay. Kane's is the choke slam. Mm-hmm. Undertaker has the last ride.
The Undertaker's a great name.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle has the ankle lock. Fantasma has the jumping beat.
Fantasma.
Oh, boy.
Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Kelly Raspberry.
Raspberry.
That's a good one.
It's just like I have a list.
That could be your finisher.
I appreciate the suggestion, but Raspberry.
Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
The Raspberry.
Feel the wrath of Kelly Raspberry.
Raspberry.
So we're going to record.
Suffering succotash.
We're gonna do the interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin today, and then you'll hear what he thinks of our names. Possibly a little trash talk action, guys.
See, that's what's got me worried.
What?
Is the trash talking. I'm not very good at that.
Me neither.
I'm really like,
you think he'll
anxious
let us,
about it.
You think he'll let us show him our finishing moves on him?
I don't have a finishing move.
You better come up with one.
Yeah, that whole thing where I jump on the third rope and flip and land on their
where
neck
are you
and crush
do
it.
That?
Kelly. I've heard about you and some of your exploits. You have a finishing move.
What?
Yeah.
You mean to fill me in?
What exploits?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed our big announcement an hour ago.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, it is pretty huge.
Huge.
We're doing, starting next Thursday, $10,000 Thursday.
$10,000 Thursday.
Yes, you can win up to $5,000 each time we play Beat the Bank next Thursday at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. It's $10,000 Thursday on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Gosh. And we've already given away over $90,000 playing Beat the Bank. Where are we coming up with all this money?
Al.
No, not me.
Cut Al's salary.
I sacrificed my bonus check.
You did?
Well, a third of it.
And we're not going to get cards for Christmas again.
Ever.
Ever. Not once, not never.
Oh, man.
Al, you ready?
Ready for what?
Beat the bang. Why aren't you on the phone call from your car or home? Beat the bang.
Good recovery, Al. That's a good recovery. Woo! How'd you do that?
Just barely had. I mean, woof.
Well done, sir.
Woof.
Man, you caught me off guard right there. I don't know why. You do it every day, same time.
Literally, right before we went on, I said, you got your rap. And you said, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Easily distracted.
Sure, of course.
Yep, very.
Misty Norton, congratulations. You are car number 17. Welcome to the vault.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Did I hear children in the background?
Yes, that's Faith.
What's up, Faith?
How old is Faith?
She's 13, and we're heading to school.
Oh. Hey, Missy, we want to try a new thing called...
Oh.
We want to try 5 rapid questions to get to know you, okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Sure.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Dog. Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
No.
Me too.
It's a big debate right now.
Yep.
Oh, I'm liking Missy more.
What do you do for work?
I'm in sales.
Oh, a little
what you,
sales.
What do you sell?
HR solutions.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
HR solutions.
Spicy or sweet?
Spicy, definitely.
Yeah, shout out. Get down with that real quick. Oh, you're masking.
Yeah.
And this is a Big Al Mac bonus question here. The fifth one. You ever date a brother?
Can I plead the fifth?
I know why. That means she's married. Well, it doesn't reveal her past.
I mean, she's married to a white man. But she has dated a brother.
Watch what happens live.
She has dipped her, she has dipped her toe.
I like Misty.
Come on now.
Dipped her toe into the chocolate.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Hey, Jenna, tell Misty how we play Beat the Bank, please.
All right, Misty. We're going to throw you in the vault right now. The banker's going to yell dollar amounts, steadily increasing. We have no idea when he's going to stop, but that's the only word you need to know. You gotta yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's gonna go. It could go all the way to $1,000, which it did the last time.
Yes, it did.
So we're not sure, but even if it does, you have to yell stop. And if you don't and the vault closes on you, you're gonna get nothing.
I'm so excited.
We're excited for you.
Okay.
All right, Misty, let's win you some big money and let's play Beat the Bank.
$90, $210, $270, $320
A little more.
$400, $480
Wait, did you say stop?
Did you say stop?
Or was that low man?
No.
Oh, that was low man. Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Keep going.
$550
Stop.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Missy, I think that was a good call.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it there.
I was getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
Me too.
I felt like he was blazing through those numbers.
Yeah.
You got $550, Misty. What are you going to do with that money?
Wow, Christmas is coming up. So
it is.
That's where it's going.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Start your shopping now, girl.
Yeah, what is Faith asking for?
Well, I have two daughters, so one that's graduating high school this year, and Faith is asking for everything on Amazon. So
that makes it easy for you, though. Just get shipped.
Yeah,
I'm curious to know, with a daughter named Faith, what's your other daughter's name?
Lexus.
Okay. Oh. Name one after Faith and God, and one after a car.
Why not?
Okay, so it's actually with an I, so.
Ow. Jeez. Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone there, Misty. You already got your $550.
$620
Still went up. Now go. All right.
Good job.
Woo! Well done. You played it right, Misty.
Good job. Good job.
That's very exciting.
Thank you for listening to our show and playing Beat the Bank. We'll get you all set up with your $550. There she goes, Misty.
Bye, Norton. Bye, Misty.
Big winner. Do you guys see who's hosting SNL this weekend? Real quick.
I can't believe it.
Very controversial.
Oh, we'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow. Don't worry. It's coming back on Friday.
All right.
And $10,000 Thursdays next week. But hosting SNL this weekend, the Donald.
Donald Trump.
After they made fun of him so much the first episode of the series, or the season, they got him to host. And here is one of the promos for Donald.
Hi, I'm Donald Trump, and I'll be hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Sia.
And to make things extra fun, Donald has promised that for the whole show, he is not going to brag or say he's the best at anything. Right, Donald?
That's right, Cecily. And I'm going to do the best job anyone's ever done not saying it.
Well, you just said it.
What can I say? I'm the absolute best. What can I say?
Number two.
What can you say?
Oh,
I'll give that. Donald makes me laugh.
He does.
Well, he doesn't mind negative attention either.
Sure.
It's all good
right.
for him.
Yeah. Any publicity for him is good publicity.
Yeah, he's an entertainer.
In his eye. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That Big Al Mac guy, a little birdie told me, Donald Trump inspired you to write music.
What?
Well, here's the thing. It's not an endorsement song, or it's not a song tearing him down either. It's just a song to let you know that Donald Trump, if you haven't heard, is running for president, and what he will do to actually get your vote.
Who hasn't heard he's running for president?
There could
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, right.
You'd be surprised.
Is this a song you wrote 5 months ago and you just now perfected it?
I won't say perfected it at any point. But I did write it a while back when I heard he was hosting, but I wanted to wait until he got a little closer to actually perform it.
Sure.
And during the last commercial break, that would have been a prime time to actually rehearse this song again.
Oh, my.
You were just sitting there.
And I was just sitting here, Kelly, not doing a thing.
Right.
And we come back and the clock said like 40 seconds. I'm like, why did I not practice this song one more time, like the minute
well,
before I'm going to sing?
Is this a precursor? This is going to be your rehearsal at live on the air?
I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go for it.
All you can do at this point.
Is it a country song, Al?
Of course.
Of course it is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Let's go. Here's Donald Trump's song.
What's the title?
Donald Trump's song.
Can't even buy your vote. Donald Trump song.
This is my song.
This is my Donald Trump song.
Okay. Donald Trump song.
Come on. Well, he's so rich, he's got way more money than sense. And now Donald Trump wants to be your president.
Yeah.
To win this race is gonna be hard. His hair's got his own freaking bodyguards. The only chance he has to win is to keep trash talking Ben. Can he buy your vote? No, seriously, he can buy it. He's got a 747 for your vote. He'll let you fly it. Well, I know what you think. President, well, he probably stink. Well, maybe so. But can he buy your vote? They call him rude, crude. Some even call him a racist. Well, that's not true. For Halloween, I saw him wearing black faces.
More orange.
If only all of you were smart as me, you'd see he'd be a great commander and chief. The only thing in his way is that bee named Hillary. Can he buy your vote? He wants to run the country. Everyone that votes for him will get a free Easter bunny.
Why?
They think all this is all a joke. But if he don't win, this is gonna run for Pope. How much will it take? Can he buy your vote?
Yeah!
That's it.
That's our solo. Again, not an endorsement.
Going to run for Pope? That was funny.
Yeah. And you called Hillary a B, though.
Well, you know, he's in the...
You're in the song.
I'm impressed. You didn't practice that.
Was good.
That. You didn't mess up.
I didn't mess up on that one. I almost got a little ahead of the song. But yeah. I tried to slow it back down.
Maybe your thing is just don't practice.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been doing that all my life. Not practicing.
Right.
That could have won you Voice Factor Idol.
That was really good.
That was really good,
Al. That was one of the best you've ever done.
In fact, I suggest you play it to the actual singer of the actual song.
Money can't buy happiness.
Because you will be interviewing him today.
But it can buy me a boat.
A little one-on-one.
Kelly, you got to admit. Look at you dancing to it. Look at you.
Al's going to do a one-on-one with his idol right now, Chris Jansen.
Yes, I am.
And maybe you could play him a song. Maybe Chris will ask you to come up on stage and sing with him.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't it?
Don't make me pee on myself right now.
Didn't you do that earlier already?
No.
So make sure you listen to Big Al's interview with Chris Jansen tomorrow morning. Oh, it's going to be a big day.
Oh, boy, I'm a little nervous.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, Chris Jansen, Beat the Bank. What else can you ask for on a Friday?
Flush the format.
And that.
Baby.
Yeah. All that stuff is
happening. It's going to be a great show.
Yep. Fantasma's excited.
That's my wrestling name.
Let it go.
Fantasma's so excited.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.